This program contains strong sexual content. No one under the age of 18 is permitted to listen to or download the podcast in any manner. The host, guest, and performers are all over the age of 18. Rebroadcasting this podcast in any manner is strictly prohibited without the written consent of the owners of the Hot Wife Podcast. The commentary of this program is the sole opinion of its host or guest and does not reflect that of the opinion of the Hot Wife Podcast owners, agents, or representatives. This podcast is not meant to be taken as professional advice.
Hi, this is Donna Lynn, and welcome to my Hot Wife Podcast, where we discuss all the good, the bad, and the really erotic of the swinger lifestyle. Well, hello, everybody. This is Donna Lynn, and welcome once again to my Hot Wife Podcast.
Wow.
I'm here with my wonderful husband, Vince, of course, being a smartass, as
again,
usual.
Again, you didn't sell me on it.
I didn't think I was trying to.
Just once. I want to believe you. Just once.
Yeah, my wonderful husband, Vince. He's so wonderful.
Freaking lovely, wonderful fucking husband. Couldn't kill him in his sleep.
That's a running joke with us. The whole kill you in your sleep routine. Yeah, that's actually how we say I love you.
Yeah, it's foreplay.
It's foreplay.
So 20 years of marriage will do for you. Bliss.
I'm not buying that either, hon. That doesn't sound quite believable.
Heaven's door.
Heavens, oh, you're what you're drinking. I was like, what are you talking about?
Just think about what gets me through marriage.
Heavens, that's the bourbon he is drinking tonight.
Bob Dylan's bourbon.
Ah, very good. That'll get you in a happy mood.
No, it just makes me tolerate you. So now we are very happy. Happy.
Shut up. So. We're very happily married.
So, last show, I think it was.
I believe.
Yes, it was. Last show we had Dr. Floyd?
No. No, Elliot Justin.
Elliot. Elliot and Floyd are like two of those names that just kind of to me. I don't know. Yeah, Dr. Elliot. Very, very great conversation, just like Susan was.
Oh, yeah.
Very informative, way above our pay grade.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually mailed me out one of his...
get your dick hard cock rings.
We can only hope.
It has a name. It's Firm Tech. Firm Tech. Yeah, it's a Firm Tech.
Yeah. So if you go to myfirmtech.com, myfirmtech.com, they have two of these different ones available. They have the ring.
Right.
And then this is, I believe, I don't have my
this
classes.
One keeps track.
Well, this is like the XL, I don't mean size-wise. Because yeah. I'm in deep shit trouble if it's an extra large. My glasses I don't have, of course. I forgot the one thing I need.
Hold on, I'll go get them
so
for you, dear.
It comes wrapped in this very Valentine's-ish, what would you call this bag, Donna, that it comes in?
Mesh.
A red mesh bag. It's kind of a almost crendoline.
Sheer, yeah. Stiff sheer bag.
Okay, let me put my glasses on. I can read this. So it's really cool. Comes with a little card. Looks like a prescription. Okay, it says Dr. Elliott, FirmTech founder and CEO. You know, like I said, myfirmtech.com. You can follow on Instagram at myfirmtech. So definitely check this out. One of the things right off the bat that I liked with this package, this is a great little way to spoof somebody. It comes with a sticker. Okay. And the sticker has an I heart penis.
Of course. What's written on the heart, though?
Oh, on the heart is Firm Tech.
Okay.
But if it's on someone's car, someone's not going to read Firm Tech. They're going to say, I love penis.
I'm going to put that on my car.
Yeah, and when I'm driving your car, how's that help me?
It doesn't, not at all.
Yeah. But, you know, you could even take a red marker and read out the Firm Tech. So just, I love penis.
I don't want to do that.
No, well, you wouldn't, but... okay, so this is a, I'm not sure what's in this box. So this show is a multiple thing. We're going to be doing this unboxing.
Yeah, I thought you were going to do this a second part of the podcast.
Yeah, we'll do it up front. Okay. I'm anxious to.
Oh, yeah, I'm kind of curious to see what it
So there's this one long box.
Okay.
I'm not sure what's in this yet, so that's what I'm in the process of opening.
Maybe it's the penis that you...
did he send me a penis, too? That'd be great. If he sends me one, hopefully it works and I won't need this. Okay. This is a black silky bag in this box.
Oh, wow.
Feels like there's something in there. Okay.
Okay, so open up the black silky. It's a bag. It's not a box.
I'm sorry.
It's a little drawstring bag, a little silky thing.
With my nerve damage in my hand, it's tough to open up the... Okay. Oh, this is the ring type thing.
Okay, this is just the cock ring.
It's not as monstrosity as I thought it would be. It's kind of...
Well, it has to be tight. It has to be snug on your junk.
Yeah, I'm just trying. Yeah, it does stretch. That'll go around my testes. Do you want to see it?
Yeah. This is it's.
This is the ring itself. Okay.
Yeah, it's there's other.
There's a lot of goodies in this bag.
Stretch Armstrong in cock ring form.
I got another one too. They actually gave me a second one.
Well, in case one breaks.
Snaps out of my hand, flies across the room.
Well, that one is the one that has a sensor.
This is a sleeve for the Ring Tech ring replacement. Find the largest hole on the side of the device. Okay, that's for the sensor.
The sensor,
okay.
Right.
So, okay.
You got to, this one doesn't have a sensor. This one's just a...
That's just the cock ring.
Cock ring. And it's different than most cock rings in the fact that it has...
a sensor?
No. This one,
the
cock ring, this one, just a plain cock ring, isn't round. It's actually more pear-shaped. And at the top of it, it has a hook, so it goes through. So you don't have to slide your dick through the hole.
Yeah, you slide the loop you put your testicles through. And then the little, so if you go to the website and look at this, there's actually pictures, but what happens, so the little part that has like the little hook-looking thing on it
goes on top.
Goes up over your penis and matches onto the ring.
Right.
So, and then let's see what this is here. This is the sensor of sorts. Looks like it's hermetically sealed for my protection.
You'll never get it open.
And yet again... There's another ring on this one.
The other one you just read was a replacement. That one goes with that one. That's the original.
Wow, it's got a USB charger.
Oh my God. He'll be listening to music on his cock ring.
I'm going to put this on my nightstand so my daughters come by. Oh. And go, Dad, what's that thing charging on your nightstand?
Oh, it's a wristwatch.
My cock ring.
Yeah. Pardon me.
Oh, okay.
That's cool. I'm anxious to...
I'm not sure where the sensor is. I guess it's inside this thing?
Yeah.
Inside this?
Yeah, this doesn't have that plastic thing. Yeah, it's right here.
Oh, okay.
That's where the sensor is.
Right. That's really kind of cool.
Yeah, it says right on it. It has a little sensor-looking icon. There's a little start, stop.
All right.
Some kind of button right there. So, yeah.
So, hopefully, maybe one of the next shows, I can't promise which one.
He's going to be sporting a hard-on.
Well.
A nice, big, thick, hard cock.
What woman's coming over?
Oh, wow. As many as I can get, hon.
Yeah, me too.
I want to see how it works.
Yeah, so do I.
Anyway. Isn't getting older fun?
Oh,
so much fun.
Here we are in the Northeast. It's cold and rainy and damp. So where we're at is I've been drinking since 4. It's now... It's time. Almost 6.
It's time to admit you have a problem.
No, I drink fine. It's not a problem.
Not a problem.
No, we're just both very sore and achy from the
it's
the weather, the cold, damp.
Cold and damp really plays havoc with my joints.
So tonight's topic that I came up with was...
Besides the cock ring?
I just want to share this. I mean, I want to encourage people. They should check it out. If you... have any interest or think you have a problem that maybe this could help.
Or even if you don't, you feel like you're like lacking in the firmness as you get a little older.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. If you think it would help you, if you have an erectile problem, or if you just are very adventurous, or if you want to support people that support the show, I think you should go there and get one. Let us know. If you get one, let us know how it works for you.
I'm curious to see how this works. I am. So I'm looking at you.
Okay, we're going to end the show.
So you better get cleaned up, B. This is going on tonight.
So you better, I guess because of the texture of that, you better be shaved up pretty well.
Pretty
that,
well.
That's going to yank some hair.
Yeah, it's, this rubbery is a little bit, I don't want to use the word sticky, but it's very grippy.
It's got a grip to it.
It's got a grip to it for sure.
So you got to roll that or something and you have some pubic hair. It's ripping it out.
It's ripping it out. So but shave it up.
Shave it up anyway. Should be shaved anyway.
I agree. So that's just my preference.
Yeah. So the topic for tonight was actually, I was thinking about, for some reason, that there are people out there who don't give oral sex. They just don't. I dated one girl who just refused to give oral sex. She did it once, had a bad experience, and doesn't give oral sex.
That sucks.
So.
Or doesn't suck, I should say.
Yeah. There you go. That's better yet. So obviously we're going to go at it from the aspect of you're going to tell women who don't give oral sex where would you rather go the other way? Talk guys into it.
Talk guys into oral sex? I don't think they'll have a problem with that.
No, there's guys who don't lick pussy.
Oh yeah. I met guys. We could do both. Let's start with
one. Saying, do you want to take one and I'll take one?
Sure. I'll take women talking to women about oral
sex. You want to talk women how to suck dick?
Mm-hmm.
That's good because I don't know how to suck dick.
There you go. So that
I'd be a really bad instructor.
Really bad. Terrible.
I know how to receive getting my dick sucked a woman.
Okay.
That was born a woman. Always be a woman.
Oh, Jesus.
Go ahead.
Got to clarify that, don't you?
In today's world, yes. Because we had someone we talked to that said that they're not gay or bisexual, but a guy says, hey, I'll suck your dick. And he goes, oh, okay. It doesn't make me bisexual. I'm going to leave it open, but
I'll leave that open.
My opinion is.
You're certainly open to something. I don't know.
My opinion is, bye-bye. I don't want that.
If it clucks like a dog, sounds like a dog, walks like a dog, probably a dog.
But again, I'm not stopping people from wanting to do it.
Mm-mm,
if that's your thing. If you don't mind having something other than a woman pleasure you, I guess that's the way I word it, that's fine. As long as they're consenting and of age.
That's all we care about.
That's it. So anyway, so a woman who is either afraid or has had a bad experience, what advice would you give her to try sucking dick?
Well, it's not just her. It is a two-person event. Conversation is the big one. You gotta both have to communicate what he wants, what she's willing to do. He has to be willing to be patient enough to let her do it. I don't know what her experiences were, this fictitious person.
Well, usually...
It's usually
the bad experience is the fact that she doesn't want a guy to come in her mouth, and he does.
Right, that's just wrong. Okay, that's just rude.
Yeah, that's... Don't attribute that to oral sex. Attribute it to just the guy was being an asshole.
Yeah, yeah, definitely an asshole. But, the thing is be open to all kinds of different positions. You don't have to just use your mouth, too, because sometimes, if you're sucking on a dick and your mouth gets tired, your shoulders hurt, and... Not that I would know, or your neck. Mix it up. Use your hands, massage his balls. Run your tongue up and down his shaft to his balls. And
talk slower.
Okay, run your tongue up and down his shaft, then around his balls. Maybe suck on his balls a little bit. Shut up. Mix it up a little bit. one guy that I was with recently... I had a butt plug in that I had popped out, and he goes, take the butt plug.
Hit me in the eye.
almost. My butt plug popped out of my ass, and he goes, take that, because it's still vibrating. It was a vibrating butt plug. He goes, rub it on my balls. So I was like, that's a great idea.
You're jumping into the advanced stuff here.
Well, you can use toys.
Well,
you can
get back into, let's pretend that the problem is, This woman, the guy.
Here's the thing. You don't have to just use your mouth. You can ease into it. So when she's using toys, her hands and other things, you can start bringing her mouth into it more and more until she gets more comfortable. Maybe if this guy's not an asshole, if he does come, he could announce it and let her know.
That'd be the preferred
thing. And maybe either jerk off, you know, or have her jerk him off, you know, so she he comes she on her fingers and then
tits or whatever.
Yeah, and maybe some splatters on her face a little bit, and then she's like easing into it. So there's a lot of different things. You don't have to do just oral. You can do a lot of different techniques and using toys, using different, well, you use spunk lube and make it like, you know, let's say, you know,
you might even want to try, I don't know a name of one.
Right.
But okay, one of the places I was going was, let's say, because we've heard of this, where someone's like, you know, he has kind of, he or she has kind of a smell.
Oh, yeah. Well, the first thing is you got to be clean.
Yeah. Well, you hope they are.
Well, that should be on the table.
There's times, in all fairness, that like sperm of the moment things.
Oh, yeah. Sperm of the moment.
Sperm of the moment things. Yeah, okay. That you could be outside on a hot, sweaty day or something like that, and just the energies are right. Now, theoretically, a lot of times you just don't even think about that. Yeah. But, you know, if you happen to have wet wipes.
Right. Oh, there is those wipes that, remember that Alicia Pleasure had called Funky Junk Wipes?
Yeah, I don't even know if they're around anymore.
Oh, I don't know. But something like that. They're actually a wipe, but it's, I want to say they're slightly flavored. Mm-hmm. So they clean you up and they spur in the moment. You can just, you know, wipe up and go to town. Well,
and the other thing is something else that some people, again, it's one of the reasons one of the things you don't like, and I don't like either, is hair.
Oh, yeah, I don't like hair.
Hair tends to hold, even if you wash. I don't care if you just get a shower. Hair still holds a pissy smell.
A pissy smell, yeah.
It really does. And, again, when you're giving oral, you don't want, like a cat coughing up a hairball.
I don't want to be coughing up hairballs.
You know, and there's nothing worse than that than when someone's going down, on you or whatever, and all of a sudden you hear, it's like,
gagging's one thing, but gagging on a hairball is something else.
Yeah, gagging because they have your dick all the way in your mouth is one thing, but gagging because they have a tiny little hair is another.
Yeah, I reflect back to one guy, oh my God, it looked like he had a freaking poodle on his lap. It was
when you have to sort through the hair to find the penis, too. What a pussy. Well, and that's no better. I mean, speaking from the man going down on a woman with a hairy pussy, because I did that for a while with the one woman I dated. Right. She didn't shave. it holds that pissy smell. I don't care if she can just go shampoo it. There's still a small pissy smell there. Now, if you're into pissy smell.
You know, some people like a big bush. I'm not a big bush person.
I'm not a shrub or anything.
Barren. Well, wait a minute. There's a little nose tickler there. I'm fine. If he has a little.
I want it barren and I want to dig for moisture.
Dig for moisture.
Just came up with that.
There you go.
Sperm of the moment.
Like, I don't mind if guys are like, I want him trimmed. He doesn't have to be shaved smooth, although that's very nice. Just trim it up. Just hack and whack, boy. I don't want to have to go through a jungle to find your junk.
Yeah.
And I know it's a pain in the ass to shave your balls, so like I'm a little bit like, you don't have to do that. You don't have to shave your balls. I mean, some guys just have some hair on their balls. So
that's the toughest part to shave.
Yeah, it's like, I don't care about that. That doesn't bother.
Nick in the sack and when your testes drop out.
Ouch. Oh, my toes just curled. My toes just curled. Scary part,
trying to grab that coin purse and make it so you can shave it.
Oh, that's so wrong.
You want to shave, that's what you got to do. Man, you got to grab those fuckers and pull that skin taut to shave.
Yeah,
it,
yeah, then, pull it real tight.
You know, and then it's just a mess.
You know what? If somebody could come up with either a lotion or a shaving cream,
they have stuff for delicate areas.
Yeah, but I don't think it's delicate enough. I used Nair on my underarms and I broke out and it was awful. It was terrible. Oh my God. I couldn't lift my arms. I had red spots. It was terrible.
Yeah, it's
but I don't know if they have anything for men. That would be interesting. I don't go looking. I think that'd be
interesting. Anytime you get a razor near your privates, you always get nervous.
Yeah, your ball sack just crinches up into your body anyway.
But, there's women that I know, and there's men that like, no, I ain't going down that shit. It stinks. I'll ask them politely to, hey, or somehow incorporate like wiping them down somehow. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know how you do it, but I mean, like, I haven't had to.
Yeah, it's like, bitch, you stink.
Yeah, maybe what you want to do is...
I don't know. Like, that's not very delicate.
If you have the opportunity, again, not every time do you have the opportunity, you sit there and go, you know what, I'm going to quick jump in the shower before we mess around.
Why don't we take a shower together? I'll wash you, you wash...
Yeah, hey, how about we go to the car wash? how about you sprawl naked on my hood while I power wash you?
Like, that sounds so sexy. I'm getting wet just thinking about it.
You're a spot-free rinse, bitch.
That water's just going to beat off of me. You might get punched in the face with that one. But, yeah, maybe you can incorporate, you know, bathing together.
Together? Okay? Or you sit there, I'm going to do it. So she's like, well, I'll do that too.
Well, what if she says,
then you can sit there and go, why don't we do it together?
Yeah.
You know?
What if one of you says, yeah, I'm going to go take a shower, and the other one says, no, I'm good, and you're like, oh.
Yeah,
about that. No, I'm good.
I wasn't thinking that was the answer I was going to get from you.
All right, then I don't think we're going to do this tonight.
Yeah, oh, look at the time. Look at the time. It's getting late. It's 5 o'clock. Yeah, it's getting late. I got to go.
You got to go.
I got work tomorrow. What time do you start? 9. But it's only 5. I gotta go.
Gotta go.
my watch says it's stinky ass time. I gotta go.
Stinky ass time. Yeah, that's probably the most important thing. I'm surprised. Like the list that you gave me here.
That's not a list. It was just something I typed into an AI program and just said, you know, what's some of the secrets to oral sex?
Well, they had hygiene as being the fifth thing down on here. I'm like, I think I would put that as number one. Hygiene and number one.
Well, sure. Well, the first thing for oral sex has got to be willingness.
Okay, communication is number one, but yeah, hygiene is really up there.
Well, communication and willingness are probably the same thing.
Sure. If you're communicating, you want to have your dick sucked. I think that's...
Okay, so we're going at it from... Say you were out on a date.
Right.
You're on a hot date with a guy. And you're like, man, I want to see what it's like to have you lick my pussy.
And he's like,
I don't really do that. Well, how do you talk him into it? Or do you just go, okay, never mind?
No, I'd be like, well, what
he's like, I can't wait for you to suck my dick. And you're like, well, I can't wait for you to lick my pussy. Why don't I lick pussy?
And it's like, well, why not? Yeah. I'd have to see what his answer is. Well, I don't think I'm very good at it. Well, let's just practice.
Practice makes perfect.
Let's just see what you got. I can give you some constructive little tips or whatever.
I'm no tonguezilla.
Few people are, but most guys are really anxious to eat pussy that I have come in contact with. But I do remember an old boyfriend. He was much younger than me, so he just didn't know how to do it, didn't know where it was, didn't know anything about it.
No, really?
He didn't want to.
Talking to the one before me?
Yeah, the one before you. He was like,
that's the first I've heard that.
Oh, yeah, he was. I eventually got him over there, but he was like, oh, it gets all wet and stuff. I'm like, well, it's supposed to, you dumb bitch.
You want it dry?
You want it all dry and nasty?
Where's that WD-40?
He was inexperienced in that department.
I'm going to lick something and it gets wetter?
Oh,
wow.
That's horrible.
I thought my tongue would have dried it out. Oh, a bucket of oil dry next to me.
For here with the cat litter, I can't have things getting wet around
here. It's gritty for your pleasure.
Yeah, he was not comfortable. Yeah, he was not comfortable with it at all. I don't think he ever got comfortable with it though.
Well, I still have my suspicions. He'd rather suck dick.
Whatever. Hey,
I'm just saying.
I don't care.
I'm not bashing for people who want to do that. I'm just saying my suspicions with him were he'd rather suck dick than eat pussy.
Whatever.
If you'd ever given him that option, I guarantee he'd be like, oh. I know how to thuck dick.
I don't think you say it quite like that. But
okay, you go thuck dick, thuck big throbbing penis. No, he didn't say like that either. Okay, sorry.
But yeah, a lot of people are there. They don't know the anatomy, and a woman's lady parts can look very. Looks like some look like a chainsaw massacre. Some look like
well,
a freaking.
Depends what time of the month. You know, now.
Well, see, sometimes it looks like, you know, big roast beef.
Yeah, it looks, like a, it looks like a chainsaw wound.
A chainsaw wound. Yeah. It's like, oh my, it's like, what is all this? Well,
but just, man, dive in there. Both, just go at it, man. I love big meaty pussies.
Oh, I do too. I don't have a problem with it, but I cannot.
I like tiny little ones, not as long as they're legal, of age, and consenting.
Always with that.
But, you know, some women have tinier pussies. Even a larger woman might have a tinier pussy.
That's true.
The difference is, between men and women, women don't want guys with small penises necessarily. They want the guys with a little penis. You know, but men will take a woman with a big penis, a big pussy, penis. Or small. Sorry.
You don't know what you're talking about yet.
I'm still stuck on fucking penis.
I'm sure you are. Where's that sticker? We need to put that on your truck.
I love penis. I'm putting that on my windshield.
I think you should.
I'm going to put them on my side window so someone pulls up next to me, I can smile and wave. Hi. I love penis.
I think you want it like facing you so you can look at it and just admire it.
No, I want them to be able to read it. I love penis. Hi.
I still think guys just don't know the anatomy down there. There are guys that really think women pee out of their vagina, that kind of a thing. It's like, No, absolutely.
It's a known fact. Men generally don't know the way around a pussy. They don't
or
know
that whole
inner
area.
Lips, outer lips. They don't know
where the urine is.
They don't know where they pee versus where you can inseminate them versus. I mean, I had my friend that we talked about this before.
He
asked me if I fuck a woman in her ass, can I get her pregnant?
It's like, that's two different highways.
It's like, dude, you go into Jersey Shore, you go into Ohio. There are two different ways.
Yeah, there's there's two different turnpikes there.
Yeah, and I
get it, but you know, just you don't have to know the anatomy intimately, but you know, most women, you know, loved having the outer lips, you know, nibbled on or sucked on.
Well, see, like for me,
you know, that kind
of
thing.
Okay, if I was going to. Try to get guys to lick pussy that don't lick pussy.
Right.
First thing I got to tell them is, yeah, I know you smell something. And the hair could be something. Those are the first two things.
The first thing that it's like, turn off.
You know, you get a woman who's got a big hairy pussy and it smells. You know, your mom's calling. Got to go home.
Yeah, that's okay. That's a turn off. Okay, let's get past that. Let's say everything else is good down there.
Okay. And you don't know what to do?
Mm-hmm.
I honestly think you just
do the alphabet.
Yeah, in Chinese characters. Yeah,
do it in cursive.
Yeah, it doesn't work. Some people swear it works. Is have fun down there with it. Tease, like kiss.
Yeah, kiss the inner thighs.
Lightly nibble.
Mm-hmm.
Like, wet your finger and rub around a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't go plunging in like you're trying to unclog a fucking toilet. You got to work them up.
You got to work them up.
Kiss them, tease them.
Mm-hmm.
And again, there's nothing more erotic to me when I can build a woman up to the point where she's now gyrating, especially if I don't spend any time on her clit or you know, pull her lips open and go inside, you know. Lick and kiss around the outside of her pussy, on the inside of her thighs and everything else. Excuse me, I got a cough. And get it to the point where she's now gyrating and like trying to move her pussy onto my mouth.
Mm-hmm. And she starts lifting her hips up to your face.
So now she's going to start fucking your face.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing more erotic than that. Mm-hmm. You know, again, you see her clit swell and it gets all, you know, the fucking inner lips open up.
Right.
You know, like a flower. And you know, again, I know I'm doing my job right when a woman grabs my fucking hair or grabs me by my ears.
Right.
And like pulls me in like, oh, fuck it. Come on, lick my clit. Yeah, lick my, you know, then it's like,
yeah, you know,
yep, I'm doing it.
See, again, communication.
Mm-hmm.
Communication. Well, and then you can wet your finger and slide
they don't,
it
if
in.
They don't tell you, but they start doing it, that's communication too.
Yeah, if you can read body language,
you
know,
now,
sure.
If you have somebody, a woman just laying there.
And
I mean, I've had women that
They didn't.
I sat there and I didn't hear anything, didn't see any action. They didn't move. I didn't know if they had died on me in the process or whatever. Oh, but but afterwards, like, oh, okay. You know, I mean, I got done doing like half hour, 45 minutes of licking pussy. And they sit up and they're like, oh my God, that was incredible. I'm like, oh, you're still alive. Oh, I didn't. I thought maybe you passed out on me. And they're like, oh my God, I've never come so much. I was like,
you didn't move.
You came.
Yeah, I knew exactly.
I had a mirror out under your nose looking for, see if you were still breathing.
Looking for signs of life.
And I, you know.
Yeah, I didn't move, didn't moan, didn't do.
I had to put one of those fucking things from the hospital, the heart rate monitor.
The little pads.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
But, you know, yeah, I don't know how you'd not, how do you have an orgasm and not go, oh my God, I'm going to come. I just. It shouldn't be embarrassing.
No, I'm very expressive.
But as I'm saying, if you're having sex with someone, you shouldn't be embarrassed as you're coming.
No, I want them to know.
Even if you're coming quick.
Oh, yeah. I want people to know what's going on. If it's working for me, then I want them to know it's working for me. And if it's not working for me, or I want to at least give them directions like, hey, do it a little bit different. Guide
go down the street, turn left. Go down about 3 miles. You'll see a convenience store. You can turn right and keep going. That's your directions.
That's your directions.
Because you're sucking my pussy so badly, I would need you to leave. And that's the way I suggest you go.
I would never do that. Actually, nobody's eating my pussy that badly. But, yeah, sometimes you have to give them a little, you know, you have to give them guidance because everybody's different. You know, some guys like to do that slow, lazy tongue thing.
Well, Tommy licks to the center of that lollipop, you know.
Be there all freaking day. It's like, no.
Let me take notes. Hold on. Good.
I like the tip of your tongue, like flicking my clit. I like that.
Tip of?
Yeah,
tongue. Is that a K in tongue?
No. That's right, but not. Don't keep it on the clit because then it gets like over sensitive, and then becomes desensitized.
Pretend it's like Christmas Story. Like your tongue stuck to a flagpole. Just leave it there.
No, don't do that. And don't.
I'm taking notes. Let me draw a diagram. Hold on.
And don't be like our dog licking the water bowl because it's like. It's like. No, not good technique at all. Nope.
Okay, still taking notes. Hold on.
But
do the equation. Carry the 5 square root so, m equals mc.
But as far as getting women to be interested in sucking dick, see, I've never had a problem with it. I did have guys that came unexpectedly, but I didn't find that a bad experience. Nothing turned me off. Now, what would turn me off and probably... Yes, there was one guy. It was awful with him. We were out on the veranda, and I was sucking his dick, and I vomited, and he just kept going. I vomited again, and he just kept going. He's like, yo, dude, I can't, you know, I'm trying to be a good sport here, but I can't. I threw up twice. No, that's a big turn off.
Well, he was going too deep. Wasn't you were sick, or was it?
No, he was going too deep and too fast, and he was too aggressive, and I never saw him again. Nope. Ding dong, you're gone.
Yeah.
So I found that too abusive, but it didn't turn me off from sucking dick. It turned me off from sucking his dick.
Well, okay.
So there's other guys that I can deep throat not a problem and not gag and not have a problem. Why? Because they're nicer people. They let me get, you have to get turned on.
Well, it's not being in tune.
Yeah.
There's a big value in being in tune with the person you're with.
Exactly. I have to know what they want. They have to know what I can tolerate and what I'm into, and then we kind of, you know, hash it out, kind of like meet halfway.
Have your lawyers draw up contracts.
Oh, yeah, we always do that. Come on, I always bring that up. What's the blowjob contract? Oh, it's like, it says here, I do swallow your cum. I spit it out.
Party A will bring the mouth. Party B will bring the penis. And at the point in which Party A concludes the operation with
the orgasm. See, I have this all in writing.
Party B will be in the ownership of Party A's cum load. At the point in which it leaves Party A, Party B is now a complete ownership, and Party A has no rights to that. unless Party B wants to share back with a snowball with Party A.
That would be a very interesting contract to draw up.
I'm writing it up now.
I'm sure you are.
Mine has a clause that says no snowballing at all.
See, I don't mind cum, so that's like just makes things easier when guys.
So, how do you talk a woman, as a woman,
right?
How do you talk a woman or teach a woman, might be better, to like cum?
Oh wow!
Or to let a guy cum in her mouth.
You may have
and not make it not ruin the situation where she throws up or spits it back at him. Or
oh well, maybe start out with him like coming.
Practice? Is there something you could practice with that doesn't come from a guy's penis? Is there a, you know, like...
Spunk lube?
Well, that doesn't taste the same as cum, does it?
No, but cum tastes like a lot of the... Okay, spunk lube mixed with bleach.
Wow, there's a flavor.
Well, let me go. Just a little bit of bleach.
I'm going to suck on some of my white laundry.
It does have a little... I guess it doesn't really have a bleachy taste. Some guys do have a little bit of a bitter taste to it, and other guys are a little... sweeter, almost like the spunk lube, like no flavor at all. It's just substance.
Okay.
Depends on your diet.
I have to take your word for it.
You're going to have to. So maybe if it's the, I don't know what the, what this particular person might find offensive. Is it the taste? Is it the fact that it's a very mucusy kind of,
a consistency.
Consistency. Could be. Thank you.
I don't mean, yeah, but there's people that, you know, again, the girl that I dated for a while who wouldn't do anything, a guy came in her mouth when she said, don't do that. He did. And then she just says, I'm not ever sucking dick again.
Well, see, he ruined it for everybody then. Maybe start out with him like coming on her chest and then playing with it, rubbing his dick in it, having her, you know, do some cum play.
Well, there's a lot more issues going on with her.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, but if there's somebody that's just like just isn't used to the consistency or whatever, like maybe start out with cum play. Have her cum, you know, cum on her chest and play with it with your fingers, and then maybe taste it, you know, from your finger. It's like, oh, okay, it's not that bad. Or maybe maybe he will eat mangoes. I don't know if eating certain foods really, really work.
Or bake some cupcakes and then ejaculate all over the top of them. Go, here you go, honey.
Here you go, hon. Like, as much as I love cum from a guy's penis, I find it very distasteful. Like, the one guy that I was playing with had this fantasy. He wanted to jerk off into a shot glass, a small cum, small glass. Yeah,
a lot of guys.
And
like
then
that.
Drink it. I find that distasteful. That's gross.
Just make sure you never use one of my whiskey glasses.
I'm not going to use your Glencairn glasses.
You better not. Fuck no.
he would kill me. Yeah. But let's just say like a shot glass or something like that. I don't want it that way, but I have no problem if he comes in my mouth, which I don't understand that with me. Well, I don't know what the big aversion is, like if he comes into a cup and I drink it, or if he comes into my mouth.
I've even seen videos where girls drink out of the rubber.
Like, see, that's gross too. Rubbers are just...
Well, rubbers, yeah, it tastes like...
Oh,
yeah.
Dear God. I'd rather lick my snow tires.
About the same thing.
Yeah, exactly.
If your snow tires drove through a pile of cum.
That's true.
Kind of. On the way home, I hit a cum bank.
Cum bank.
I slid on some ice and slid into a cum bank.
That's all.
Honey, I told you to be careful. Joe down the street always puts his cum out in a big pile out front.
I have to go talk to Joe about that one.
Well, you know, he gets backed up.
It doesn't help that we have neighbors. His name is actually Joe.
Oh, I hadn't thought about that. I just picked a generic name, Joe.
Yeah. I was thinking he probably does get backed up.
Oh, he's backed up beyond belief. He hasn't fucking exploded.
But, as far as getting over the whole cum situation, it's just a matter of desensitizing yourself to it. Having somebody who's loving, somebody who's patient, somebody who's willing to have fun with it. And if it doesn't work out great the first time, back off.
Well, I think one of the secrets to giving oral to somebody. Mm-hmm. That, yeah, if you're not into giving oral, whether it be male, female, whatever, I think feeding off of your partner's level of arousal.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be a turn on for you that you can maybe overlook some of those things.
Yeah, if I see, none of those things bother me, so I'm kind of a bad candidate. But if I see my partner, whether it's you or one of the millions of other guys I'm with.
Thanks for making me feel special.
Well, there's things that you don't like. Like the one guy who wanted the vibrator on his balls, I know that I could never do that to
nope.
you. See,
that hurts. I had it done once. It hurts.
Yeah, it hurts you, but he was loving it.
Yeah, that's
he was
fine. Just, there's guys who want their balls yanked on like you're starting a lawnmower. No, that hurts.
Yeah, no, not going to work for you either.
No, there's guys who want fingers in their ass. Nope.
I'm not even good. That. See, that's where I draw the line. I'm not comfortable sticking my fingers up.
The fist, fingers just it gets in your fingernails. But if I put the fist up there, my fingernails are tucked in.
Oh, there you go. That's a good. Sorry, that's a good idea. That's a good thought.
Just talking.
So I keep my fingernails short just for that reason.
Yeah.
In case I ever have
that
to.
Reason.
Yeah. In case I have to stick fingers up anybody's butt.
Just in case you never know when a asshole fingering is going to break out.
That's right. Rectal fingering.
That was raves. I was at an asshole finger sticker up party.
We have those gloves.
What do they call those things where they all talk on social media and you all get together like a big dance thing someplace?
Is that a rave?
No.
Oh,
no,
something else?
Name for
it, geez. Yeah. I'm out of the loop, hon. I know. I'm too busy with my asshole fingering parties.
I looked at your schedule. I see it's busy.
It's busy. Oh, shit.
I just can't squeeze another asshole in today.
Sorry, hon. I am up to my eyeballs in assholes.
I'm up to my second knuckle in assholes.
Thank God we have those examination gloves. Yeah. They're by the bed. They're like everywhere.
Okay, so again, and I think, so if I'm I am a man. Last time I checked.
Last time you checked.
And let's pretend I had a woman who doesn't want to give oral. But I want her to give me oral.
Okay, what man doesn't?
Well, sure. If she has a serious overbite and buck teeth, no, I don't.
Hey, I'm wearing my night guard.
That doesn't help.
That's for sure. I think my overbite's gotten worse.
But, from my position, one, got to be respectful and caring.
Mm-hmm.
And just sit there and ask her, okay, can you at least just... Maybe this time, just tease me a little bit. And maybe it has to be done in gradual steps.
Yeah, maybe, like I said, just use your hands at first.
Yeah.
Rubbing your cock, giving you, like, I'll sort of jerking off. Like, put lotion on your cock or spunk lube and stroke it nice and slow and cup your balls and play with them gently.
Yeah, I'm done.
Start out with
But that's what I'm saying is it the same as I was saying, like with a woman, start out by just like kissing her inner thighs, get her kind of going, and it's the same thing. I would talk to a woman like, okay, would you mind like kissing my balls?
Right.
French kissing my cock.
Maybe she just kisses the head of your cock to start
French kiss it, sure.
You didn't even say deep throat. You just said French kiss. You could run your tongue around the head of your cock. It's not. It's kind of
Even if you don't get to the point of completion through oral,
right?
Get her trusting and familiar with what's going on, and then chances are the first couple seconds that she's down there touching it with her mouth and or fingers or whatever. Right. You're going to be definitely hard enough if you're not already, and then you can go into sex. And then, the next time you have sex, like an hour later,
the more that she becomes more comfortable with it and know that you're not going to pull a fast one and, face fuck her, then come the back of her throat, which is very rude.
Yeah, glue her eyes shut.
See, I like how my eyes glued shut, but that's...
Next show, okay?
That's the next show.
No, but I mean, again, if she's the one girl that I talked about, she had a guy dump in her mouth and she didn't like that.
See, that was
proved to her that that's not going to happen.
Right.
Did you
ever get a oral from her?
I never got it. She wouldn't even put her hand on me.
See, that's
We'd be messing around, and I'd take her hand and put it on my crotch.
She'd pour her hand off. She brings out those big rubber gloves you do for dishes.
She'd pour her hand off.
Wow.
Even if I was clothed, if I'm wearing, I had my jeans and stuff on, and we're making out or whatever, and I'd grab her hand and put it on.
She wanted you to eat her.
Well, yeah. She had a big, meaty pussy.
But that seems kind of...
Big, hairy, meaty pussy.
Yeah, but that seems kind of unfair. Oh, I want you to eat my pussy, but I'm not going to touch your dick. I'm not touching it. I'm not looking at it.
Yeah, I might... How is sex?
I mean, what do you do when you bring...
Reflect back to that relationship, and the sex was okay at best.
Right.
It wasn't phenomenal sex, because, again, there was no oral. There was only, like, two or three positions we did. She didn't shave. That was not a thing.
But let's put that
was the
80s.
It was still the 80s. There was still hair involved. Yeah, I didn't shave back then either, so I'm just surprised we didn't get tied up in knots.
Your pubes got macrame together. I'm stuck again.
A fucking brush fire.
You cut them apart and you guys sell for those hanging plant hangers with their macrame.
But, you know, her and I got along. We had so many other things and interests. One, we worked together, too. Like
the jazz,
we used to go to the different jazz clubs and weekends. We'd run down to the shore for a weekend. It was just
so it wasn't all sex.
It was sex. There was a lot of sex, but it's just like I'm getting laid. You know, I'm not getting sucked, but I'm getting laid.
Yeah.
And she was hot.
Yeah, she was hot back then. You said
she had an ass that.
I know.
I said, I've had numerous times we were in places and guys could hit on her.
Right.
She's like, I'm with him. Like, why would you want him when you could have me? I had to have discussions with these guys. Never ended well for them.
Nope. That's just rude. Don't do that.
Yeah. Well, you know, they can drink through a straw now.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. It's a step up.
The dentist made some more money. That's all I can tell you.
I hope they like hospital food.
Yeah. Nope. He liked a liquid diet for a few weeks. But anyway, that was then.
Okay. So it didn't.
It wasn't as sexually. There was sex. That's the one I fucked all over the office.
But as far as oral that she gave to you, that was the only part that was really lacking. Everything else seemed to be pretty good.
It was okay. Sure. Yeah. But yeah, it was more like I enjoyed her company.
Right. So, yeah. You had a good social thing with her.
I mean,
good,
it wasn't like I wasn't getting laid. I mean.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. I was getting laid a lot.
Right. And but even still, not just by guys her. Still and, went to have their dick and, sucked. I don't care how much you're getting
not,
fucked.
Even just not by her, so.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, she only knew.
She knows.
Oh, she knows now?
Yeah, now she knows. Yeah, I told her afterwards. It was all said and done. After we broke up, and she wound up meeting somebody and got married a year or so later, and her and I went to lunch one day, and
we were talking out.
And stuff. Well, she was still kind of, so never, boring people. She was still seeing an old boyfriend, too, at a time.
Oh, my God.
So, but she kept trying to break up with, and he didn't accept it. And she felt guilty and whatever. So, anyway.
Whatever.
One of my heartbreaks. So, but, so the topic was, back to that, was about getting someone who maybe doesn't want to give oral.
Right.
You know, interested.
So you never got her interested in doing oral on you.
It wasn't worth the time and effort for that. It was just like, okay, we fuck. Boom. Yeah.
It's a shame because I find oral sex, giving and or receiving, so much more intimate than just fucking.
I personally find it more satisfying than fucking.
Yeah, I do too. I do too. I mean, I do like penetration from time to, I do like that, but I find the orgasms much more stronger from oral than from penetration.
Now, I have to share a compliment you gave me the other day.
I gave you a compliment? I take it back. I'll take it back. I'm so sorry.
You played with a guy last weekend or whatever.
Right.
And he gave you oral and you had orgasms.
Right.
Actually, it was two different guys you played with.
I was a real slut.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Okay.
You got orgasms from these guys orally, and I don't know about intercourse-wise, but then afterwards you're like, I need you to lick my pussy.
Yeah, they were a lot of fun, but they didn't get me to that part where I like to be that you take me to. It's like, dude, I really need your tongue tonight. They just got me really fired up. Now I really need to. Not that they weren't fun, and it was their first time out of the bag, so they.
But you get that way with other guys too. that you, from what you tell me, and again, I'm not trying to.
I could be lying.
You might be.
I could be lying.
No, I'm just saying there's other times you've played it. It's like, okay, I had 10 orgasms today, but none of them are one of yours.
None of them. Sorry.
It's okay.
And I keep trying. I do. I really try to communicate with them what my needs are. And if you don't communicate to somebody what you need, you're never going to get that orgasm. And I kept trying, and they just were not doing what I told them to do. God damn it. But that's okay.
Put that leaf blower on high.
That's what I kept telling them, the leaf blower, high. High, not this. I don't want this. No.
Yeah, blow job, blows an expression. Suck, baby, suck.
But, so,
All right, so, again, like so much of swinging, communication is one of the biggest things to getting into oral. If you're not into oral, which is hard to believe, but there are people out there.
Right, exactly.
You know, as much as we might want to think that, you know, it's like, well, doesn't everybody do oral? No, not everyone does oral.
Mm-mm, for whatever reason. Because it, I like I said, it is more intimate. I don't even have to look in somebody's face to fuck them. I don't have to, you know what I'm saying? I could be doing doggy. I won't even know who's behind me. I don't care, you know?
Sure.
But oral, it's different. There's, or kissing, I find
even. You can have your eyes closed thinking about
that's true.
Your
thing. I mean, I think kissing is probably the only thing that's even more intimate than giving oral.
Well, they're kind of the same in a way.
In a
just
way.
Just kissing a different place.
Exactly.
I think kissing is more passionate, romantic.
I think it's more intimate.
I think oral sex, again, this is my opinion, for what that's worth.
Oh, for what it's worth.
Here's 50 oral cents. Sex, yeah, came by a cup of coffee with that. Oral sex is almost a gift to your sexual partner. Because you're saying you need to lay back, relax, and just enjoy the pleasure I'm hoping to give you. No one has to, no one's on their knees and bending and sweating and slapping and.
Unless you're doing a 69. Then you're done and
that's
mutual.
A different topic completely. I'm just saying.
Yeah,
just,
if you're
just oral sex,
just oral.
Boom.
Yeah, you're concentrating
whether
on that.
You
want to
make
person.
It foreplay or you're just doing it as, you know, you come home and, honey, I'm going to give you oral tonight. Yeah, I just want to, you know, you had a hard day. I just want to relieve some stress.
Mm-hmm.
You know, unless the person says, hey, I want to fuck like a, you know, runaway horse. That's one thing. But, you know, just like to just be able to let that person lay there, relax, get into their head or just enjoy the feeling, whatever works. And just, you know, no one's, especially at our age now, where no one's beating themselves up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not like, oh, my back, oh, muscle cramp, oh, you know, I pulled a hammy, licking your pussy.
That could happen.
I did it once.
No, you did.
But,
we're stretching now.
Yeah, we do yoga before sex. I just think it's a gift that way. No one has to sit there and like, oh, is, you know, am I in the right position for them? Am I, you know, is this or that? It's like, oh, that hurts. It's a little dry. It's just like, okay, no, just my opinion. So
no, I think you're right. I think it is a nice gift to give to the other person because you're concentrating on them only, and that's it. There's no, like you said, no.
And if you master your oral game, let's say you have kids, your only thing you have to do now is squelch. You don't have to worry about the headboard. You know, for the kids.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, we don't have kids here. But what I'm saying is, at least with oral.
We don't even have a headboard.
With kids, you got to worry about, they hear the banging of the headboard. The squeaking of the trapeze above the bed.
Always a dead giveaway.
Rigging up the safety nets around the edge of the bed. It's just,
at our age, we need safety nets, for sure.
We just need them to sleep. How about the sex?
I need a safety net to sleep. What do you roll around? What are you doing?
I do.
God, what do you like wrestle in your sleep? What the fuck are you doing over there?
I don't know, but it hurts when I wake up.
Yeah, so. You must be doing MMA fighting in your sleep.
And I lose every fucking bout.
Apparently.
Yeah, it's me versus every MMA fighter, and I don't get to throw a punch. I absorb everyone. Anyway, so I think I kind of beat that topic to death now. So communication, cleanliness.
Yep.
Work with that. build the trust. If someone doesn't like, if someone is not
slow.
Into
it, I just
build trust, you know, and get into the habit of like, hey, honey, let's go take our showers before we go to bed because I want to mess around.
Mm-hmm.
Start it that way. You know, no one wants to go down on someone dirty, even if you're not going down, even if you're having sex. Who wants to like, oh, so you were out working all day in the field. Jesus Christ.
Yuck. Yeah, so all right, that's...
I can tell you're a plumber, honey. You were fixing sewer pipe today. So you're a barber. It's nice you bring home all the hair from everybody at work.
That's disgusting.
No, that's what I'm saying. Shower. You know?
Yep.
So, anyway, we didn't give out any of the stuff yet, so we have to do that.
Oh, yeah, I guess we need to do that.
So, we look forward to hearing from you guys. If you want to reach out to us for whatever reason, comments, topics, questions, email us at hotwifepodcast@gmail.com. Don't forget, check out our free online publication. It's called 50shadesofpleasure.com. It's F-I-F-T-Y of pleasure.com. It's a free magazine. There's two issues out now. It's for the swinger community. Enjoy it. Doesn't cost you anything. Check out, we're now on Podbean also. So if you go to our website, which is hotwifepodcast@gmail.com, it automatically will take you to the Podbean site. You can download the app. It's free. And listening to the podcasts are free, as well as all the Apple and everybody else. We're still on there. So check them out. And if you want to see what Donna is doing.
I am at hotwifedonnalynn.com. I'm always uploading videos and pictures and stuff to all my platforms and whatnot. And see what kind of slutty stuff I'm doing.
Yeah. And again, if you want to need lubricant, can't stress you enough to check out... Spunk Lube.
Yep.
SpunkLube.com. SpunkLube. Great product. When you get there and buy some of the product, we will type in Hot Wife, all one word, at the discount code, and you'll get 10% off your order. Next show, we're going to come up with a contest, and we're going to give out 5 free more bottles for Valentine's Day.
Oh, nice. That's coming up. Oh, yeah. We have to do that. We have to do that.
So...
Okay.
Also, don't forget to check out
Susan Bratton.
Bratton. Check out her stuff. Follow her. Susan,
BRATTON.
Her stuff. And like I said, Dr.
Elliot Justin.
Dr. Elliot. His stuff.
He is a firm tech.
Yep. Myfirmtech.com. My. FIRMTECH.com. I'm sorry.
Vermin's kicking in.
No, just, I was fighting a yawn.
Is that what that was? Yeah, I thought, oh.
Because the bourbon's kicking in.
Oh, okay.
So check out his products. We are actually going to be talking, hopefully soon, to some other sex professionals.
Wow.
Susan has passed on some more names of people that would love to be on the show. So we're going to reach out to them and see who else we can get in here. Both Susan and Dr. Elliot will be on the show again eventually.
That's so cool. We didn't scare them away?
I don't know. I tried.
No, you didn't. So,
but, you know, so we'll see. And get them on the show again in the future. And reach out to them, and if you listened to the show, it's great. If you did and you enjoyed it, reach out to them and tell them you heard them on our podcast and how much you enjoyed their stuff. So
yeah, they'll make us look really good.
Yeah, as good as we can look.
Yeah, but you know.
So
you know what I mean. Come on.
So, and with that said, I'm going to say good night, and so I will talk to you next show.
Okay, we're going to go and try this new. This new cock ring, so
talk to you. It doesn't go around my neck, though.
Oh, I'm sorry. All right, buddy, have a good night.